Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We concluded our last episode by commenting on the minute details of the tabernacle and its furnishings, and asked, why was God so particular? We've already seen how the New Testament uses the stories and characters in the Old Testament, like Abraham offering Isaac and God sending manna, as word pictures to illustrate New Testament ideas. We do this all the time in everyday speech. When we sing, "You are my sunshine," we're illustrating, by the sun's rays, the abstract idea of the warming influence of love. Bible students use the word typology to speak about this tactic of using concrete events, things, people, or institutions, even numbers, to explain abstract ideas. The first time the Greek word typos is used in the New Testament, from which we get our word type, Thomas says, quote, "Unless I see in his hands the print, typos, of the nails, I will not believe." John 20, verse 25. What is a nail print? Proof that a nail was there. Thomas knew there was a one-to-one relationship between the nail and the wound it would leave. So that's the idea. There is one point to a nail and one point to a type. When the writer to the Hebrews quotes the Lord speaking to Moses, quote, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you in the mount," Hebrews 8:5, again, the word pattern is typos. When we read, "That rock was Christ," 1 Corinthians 10:4, we don't think Jesus was hard or gray or unfeeling like a rock. He was only like that particular rock in one way. When smitten by the rod of God, blessing flowed. A type can't be just anything we like. It has an intended likeness. We must be careful with types, but we will miss a great deal if we don't notice these beautiful pictures provided to help us grasp God's truth.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.